Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are learning together Brachos Daf Yud Tes. There are four psukim found on this daf, and we're going to focus on two of them. Those psukim are to be found in Yeshayahu Perek Aleph, psukim Tes to Yud. And here's how it goes. Lulay Hashem Tzavakois Hosir Lonu Sorid. If Hashem had left us survivors, Kimat Kistoma Yinu Lamora Daminu, we would be like Sodom and another like Amora. The next pasuk reads, Shimu Devar Hashem Kitzinei Sodom. Listen to the word of Hashem, those chieftains of Sodom. Torah Elokeinu Amamora. To give ear to the instruction of Hashem, you folk of Amora. What the Gemara does and says with these psukim is you see a continuum from these psukim. Abaye says, and then quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, in the name of Rabbi Yossi as well, Le'olam al yiftach adam piv l'satan. A person shouldn't invite in criticism, because we see over here, they claim they were like Sodom, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to them and calls them the Kitzinei Sodom. That's what the Gemara says. Don't criticize yourself, because you may in fact be correct. It is interesting that, just to understand this in context, just a few salient points over here. There is a famous quote from Abraham Lincoln which goes as follows, "Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak out and remove all doubt." Don't put your foot in it. Don't criticize yourself, because in fact that may ultimately be the end. Now just a few extra points on actually understanding this pasuk. First of all, this is Perek Aleph in Yeshayahu. Although it's not the first prophecy of Yeshayahu chronologically, it's the first recorded prophecy in Sefer Yeshayahu. It is also the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon. Chazon Yeshayahu is this first Perek, and in fact it's read in the Trop of Eicha for most part. What is also fascinating over here is there's a debate in the Mefarshim. What does it mean, Kistom Hayinu, that we are like Sodom and Amorah? Does it mean to say we are like them in the fact that we received destruction like them? Or is it that we are like them in the sense that we acted like them? That's a debate between the Mefarshim. But the most interesting thing about these psukim is the following, is these are actually separate paragraphs. The first is the ending of the first part of the paragraph, the prophecy, and the second is a new prophecy. Nonetheless, Chazal crossing those lines to say that there's a connection, and perhaps they were put back to back because of this self-accusation. But the most fascinating part about this is that it's not even them talking. If you read this prophecy carefully in Yeshayahu, you will see that he is actually addressing the people in the times of Uzziah. Uzziah was the king of Yehuda in the south. And at that time, there was plenty, there was success, there was unmitigated wealth and serenity in the nation of Israel. Yeshayahu was turning to them and saying, you are acting negatively. You're going to come to a time in the future where Hashem will wither your vines, and you will say at that point that we are like Sodom and Amorah. Which means, even in the prophecy of what they will say in the future, that's where they should not indict themselves, because it will come to be. It's not even what they said now. And that's the Diyuk of the Gemara. This is how far, not just in the way we talk about ourselves, but the way we even imagine ourselves talking about ourselves, is to be very careful. And if this is true about the way we talk about ourselves, then how much more so about those around us? In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.